الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع، وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: حجبت النار بالشهوات وحجبت الجنة بالمكاره. متفق عليه. There is a ninth hadith in this chapter of making mujahada, that is striving to please Allah, and pleasing Allah is fulfilling all His commands which He has made farad upon us, and after that striving more with the nafal ibadah to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this should be nothing difficult to understand. If our food we just had dry pap, mealy meal, with no sugar, no salt in it, and just lumps, that was enough to satisfy us also. But we have so many extra things, and we are not satisfied without all the extra. There is a need to be sugar in there, or salt, and all the other chutneys and achars and the savories and the starters, all that we have there. Or everyone says we must have that. But in our ibadat, we just want to do the very basics, and we don't want to do the extras. So as in everything else, we want all the extras also. Here also we should have all the extras, much more, all the nafal ibadat. So in this chapter we are encouraged to strive and do more and more our nafal ibadat over and above our farz ibadat. So with regard to that, in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. Jahannam is covered, is the covering of Jahannam is with all our desires, all the things that we desire, what nafs desires, which Allah explains in one ayat, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, that these things have been made beautiful and desirable for us. Woman, money, all the things of this dunya, the outward fun and enjoyment of this dunya, the nafs loves all that. And when you get into that, then you have entered into Jahannam. And on the other hand, وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِ, and Jannat has been covered with all those things what the nafs does not desire. For the nafs to get up for fajr, for the nafs to stay away from guna, not look at other women, for to just to speak what you want to, no control on your tongue, swear as you want to, backbite about people as you want to stay away from that is difficult for the nafs. But when a person stays away from that, then he enters into Jannah. So Allah has made Jahannam, its outward covering is very tempting, very beautiful. And people get tempted with that, fall into that, and actually they have fallen into Jahannam. And Jannat, Allah has covered it up with all these restrictions, all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. A person who obeys that, then he has entered Jannah. So we have to train our nafs, and we have to work with our nafs that we don't fall into the temptations of this dunya. And that is the mujahada that we have to make. And we should be also careful. Many times we say, but this is a small thing. Small things lead to big things. Look after the pence and the pounds will look after themselves. If we stay away from the small, then we'll be able to stay away from the big gunas. And also, many times you say there is only makruh, it doesn't matter, it's a small thing. But getting used to that, then the nafs automatically wants to go for more and more of that. Until a person falls into open haram, and then of course the great danger where he falls into kufr also. And then he has lost everything. And on the other side, all the things that we should be staying away from, which our nafs desires, and we want to do those things, but we stay away from it, where we stay away from the small things, then we'll be able to stay away from the big haram also. But if we think the small things don't matter, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You regard this as a small matter, but by Allah it's a very big matter. Also, Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, don't regard any guna as a small guna. The smallest guna is enough to land you in Jahannam. And don't regard any good deed, neki, as a small good deed. The smallest neki is enough to take you to Jannah. So we should be to work very carefully in all these matters. And we should stay away from all haram. Not think, today we want to, don't be an extremist. Don't be a rogue. Don't be an extremist. Like for example, a student who is studying and he wants 100% and somebody tell him, don't be an extremist. Why you want 100%? You just get a pass mark enough for you. No, there we all understand that you must become what is an extremist. A person who is reading Quran Sharif and as a student of Qiraat, he will know himself that somewhere he wants to pronounce every letter correctly in Makharij. He wants his tajweed to be properly. And then there are many sifat also of every letter. And he wants to do all that perfectly. Somebody says, why you want to be an extremist? But to read Quran Sharif correctly, perfectly, a person should be an extremist so that he reads Quran Sharif perfectly. So for deen to come in our lives, then why we say, why you want to be an extremist? Be a opposite of that, be a liberal, a free-minded person, and enjoy dunya also. And then a person, when he leaves that, he goes right out of deen eventually, and he goes right into dunya, and then he loses everything. A lady who was in India during the British rule, and her house, there was a dispute about the house. To who does that house belong? It belonged to her, rightly. And the judge, who was an Englishman, he said, if she just comes and says, it is my house, I will give the verdict that this house belongs to her. But she refused to go. She said that, I have never seen the face of the enemy of Allah, a white British man. I won't go, I can let my house go. But I won't go and see even his face. She lost her house. Afterwards, she went to Pakistan. And when she went to Pakistan, she was seen on the streets of Karachi with no parda. Now, when that environment came, here in India, when she was in a conservative way she lived, she observed all the rules of parda, that she did not even want to see the face of that non-Muslim. And she even let her house go. But when she got the other environment, then she lost everything. So it is very, very important. We think these are small matters. But the company that we keep, what effect it has upon her. We have good company, a person goes towards good. A person has bad company, he goes towards bad. And then eventually, one great alim told another great alim that you are mixing with the Shias and the atheists. You are doing great wrong. So he said, but I just mix with them to know what they believe, what they say. Eventually, he became an atheist himself. He went out of the deen, a very great alim also. So environment is very, very important. So to stay in the environment of those things that take us to Jannah, then we will be safe. And if we go in that environment of those things that take us to Jahannam, we say just one cricket match, what's the difference? One soccer match, we're just having some fun, what's the difference? We'll be there on time for namaz. But soon, you get so much involved in that, that your namazes also go. Everything, your dressing also goes. Everything goes finally. So we should be very careful of these matters, and it is a matter of our Jannah and our Jahannam. It is a matter of our Akhirah. Yeah, it's not a matter of just a few days of this dunya. It is a big eternal matter of the Akhirah. Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and to live accordingly, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.